All right. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Chloe Said It with me, your host, Chloe Mason. I'm excited for this week. I have Tyler Terrell on the show to talk on dating as a heterosexual Black man in Portland. If you don't already know, Portland is basically, I'm pretty sure statistically, the whitest city in the country right now. And so I'm really excited to hear his perspective. So stay tuned and let's jump into it. Okay. Hey, Tyler.
How's it going?
I was just saying I'm excited to have you on because I literally know nothing about you.
Not at all.
Yeah. Usually no. I know some things, but we have a mutual friend, Sophie, who I went to high school with.
Yep. Shout out to Sophie.
Shout out to Sophie. And I was
and
telling her.
Thank you for having me. I'm here. I appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah. And I was telling her, I was like, I don't really know. I realized I don't really have very many male friends. So I posted, I was like, does anyone have anybody in the Portland area that wants to come on and like talk about their experiences? So I'm excited.
I'm the one.
With that,
ding, ding, ding.
Who are you? What's your story? Why Portland? Give me the scoop.
The whole scoop. So Tyler Terrell, I am born and raised in Alaska.
Oh,
so
wow.
Another twist on this whole dating and Portland thing. One of four Black people in Alaska.
No,
it's pretty small though. Small family, small community. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Went to college in Eastern Washington for a small bit. And then went to Oregon, Southern Oregon University in Ashland, Oregon. So probably, if this is number one whitest city, that's probably number one and a half.
I'm about to say, I'm like, okay, so you went from white, but like you stayed in like the whitest areas.
Yeah. From Medford, I went to college down there, business degree, hospitality emphasis on it, and then started working for a hotel in Medford.
Okay.
Hotel got sold to a new company, but I wanted to stay with my company. And took a promotion up to Portland.
Okay.
About 6 years ago, 7 years ago. So that's what brought me to Portland. And I've kind of stayed with my company, but moved to a new hotel, worked my way up. And now I'm the general manager of a hotel here in Portland.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, good for you. Yeah, those are all very interesting places. I visited Alaska, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago.
Where at?
Oh, is it, I don't.
Come on.
Was it like a main one?
What's Anchorage?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
It took me a second. Yes, I went to visit and we went to the city and I did air quotes.
Air quotes.
And it was interesting. I didn't see a person of color the entire time I was there, which isn't too crazy for those of us that live here. And I grew up in a small town in Southern Illinois, but I was just kind of like, oh.
Yeah, it was definitely an experience growing up. Like growing up there and not knowing anything different, I think that, I didn't see anything different.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And then we've got cousins out on the East Coast or North Carolina. You go out there and it's like exact opposite. And it's like, ooh, mind-blowing. Holy moly, there's color around here. Okay. But then I moved to Oregon.
Yeah.
Moved to Washington, then moved to Oregon.
Yeah.
It's back like normal. So
I remember the first time I went to New York and I was staying, I believe it's like lower Manhattan, so it's like pretty close to Harlem. And I remember just like walking down the sidewalk and I passed this outdoor restaurant and it was just full of Black people. And I remember just like, I wanted to cry because it wasn't like this was like the Black part of town or like anything. It was literally just normal. And I had never seen that before. But yeah, so I can imagine that feeling then coming back to the Pacific Northwest. So
it's nuts. It's crazy how different you can be like state to state, but not even state to state, just like even in Portland, like there's a dividing street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could be on the left side of the street, predominantly white, right side of the street, all Black folk, got good food, good Southern food. It's kind of crazy.
Across the block and it's
literally
it's
next door.
Wow. So you've been here about 6 years. How's your dating experience been since you've been here?
I think I don't know how, like, if I were to grade it,
yeah,
I would say like an 8.5. Like, I would say pretty good.
No way.
I think that it comes from like highs and lows.
Okay.
And then kind of averaging out, maybe a 7.5.
Okay.
I think when I first got here, we were kind of talking beforehand, but I think I was running in the streets, around, up, down, left, right. And honestly, it was more eye-opening, and I don't know if it's Portland, but I actually think it is Portland, but, like, my first two roommates, it was eye-opening to me. It was, like, one was, and I guess I'm ignorant of the terms, but one was, like, dating other people.
Oh, they were open.
Like, multiple people.
Okay, poly.
So they're in multiple relationships, and the other couple in my house were in a relationship, but open, sleeping around.
So one was like, open, one was poly.
That was like the first thing that I was like,
you're like, what the hell?
Mind blown, like, what's going on? But I think that I'm more of like a people person. So in Portland, it's like everyone's out, everyone's about.
Yeah.
I just like really did not have any trouble like in my dating life.
Well, okay.
But
shoot,
I wasn't looking
this.
For anything
okay,
at
yeah.
that time.
Yeah.
I think I've definitely evolved as a person, as a man, in the last few years. And I think it's become harder. And I think that's where it averages out to like a 7.5. It's like,
yeah,
I struggle to find what I'm looking for. But to be fair, I don't know exactly what that is.
Okay.
And so, and it's not like a look. It's like more of,
where am I?
What is it? What's going on? What am I looking for in a woman? Yeah. You know,
yeah.
So I think that I've hit the more rougher times now that I am looking to progress and like go into a relationship.
Yeah. I think that's really a good spot to be in, though, that at least you can notice that you're not sure. Because I feel like a lot of times, at least in my experience dating here in Portland, like, I don't know, you know, a lot of it's like go with the flow and, you know,
exactly.
Kind of see. But then I would be like, okay, I figured out I like this person. I want a long-term relationship. And then they didn't realize they're in a spot of like, you know, I'm not sure. And then, so there was like this miscommunication.
Just missing paths.
Yeah.
No, I think it's kind of, I'm very honest in everything. I think that's probably one of my biggest positives and biggest negatives as well.
Yeah.
I think even, and this may be the age too. So when I was younger, it was like very clear where I was at. Like, uh-huh. So not misguiding you. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not looking to marry you. Maybe that's what happens, but like, I'm in the streets right now, you know?
Totally.
I'm running around and like clear communication. And even though that was very clear, there still seemed to be like missing, like, oh, I thought we were going in this for the long haul. It's like, please refer to the email before.
Right. No, I think when I first moved here and I was definitely in the streets quite a bit, I was like, you know, fresh out of a marriage. And so I was like, I was young and doing my thing. And I think that followed me for quite a bit. And I was kind of perceived as a player. But I don't think like being a player, I feel like people have to be misled or think certain things. I think when you tell someone,
I agree,
hey, it is what it is, just letting you know, like, we're not exclusive, I'm doing my thing, then there's nothing, that's nothing playerish about it. I let
exactly.
you know beforehand.
Exactly. No, and I think that even in Portland, it's been probably, I think that's what I enjoyed mostly about it. It wasn't that my goal was to sleep around or sleep with as many women as possible, but, like, my life was just busy.
Yeah.
So finding somebody that that's okay with, and they can continue to live their life.
Right.
I can live my life. And when it works out, it works out.
Yeah.
That did wonders for me, like, especially when I was younger. So it wasn't like a malice attack of like, oh, I'm trying to sleep with 20 girls.
Like, but let's get it straight. Maybe when you first moved here, was that kind of what was
going on? I mean, I was out. Yeah, you're right. Like, I was out. And
I was like,
in the
fret.
Hospitality
Don't
work,
fret.
No. When I got here, I was probably off, like, Monday, Wednesday. It was like random days. And I was like, let's see what Portland's got.
Yeah.
And you could go out. And that was what blew my mind. It's like you could go out on a Monday and it's cracking. You can go out on Tuesday, find a spot.
There's something going on
for everybody every day. And I think I was just like super young and like ready to go out, ready to meet people. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
Like, out.
I mean, if that's just, if you're coming to Portland and you're looking to have some fun, there's plenty of that. And what I said last time, like Portland's known for being the number one for most casual sex in the country. And if you think about it.
I didn't know that, but I would highly agree with that.
Absolutely. Because, you know, like you said, everything's like so fluid and, you know, there's a lot more room for exploration here.
I wonder why a lot of people, I think that's like kind of, they may not say like, I'm here for the casual sex, but
you think that's
there's a lot of people that come and like, I meet them and they're like, where are you from? It's like, oh, I just, you know, came on a road trip from, from Florida and here I am. And
here I am.
I like it. It's awesome. It's nice. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Well, so as being a Black man dating in a predominantly white area, have you ever, well, first of all, do you have a preference of, do you date Black women mainly or white women or?
I think if you looked at my track record.
Okay, we are from all the whitest places.
It would be very white.
Okay.
I know that I'm open.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't seem that way.
Yeah.
I've dated a Black girl. I've dated a mixed, but like actual, I guess it depends on what you're talking about. Like date, like this is my girlfriend.
Or just preference, like, you
or
know.
Casual.
Yeah.
And so I'm open.
Okay.
But my track record would say different. It'd be like
Alaska.
White.
Okay.
White.
Okay. So with dating a lot of white women, do you ever feel like have you ever experienced like any like fetishization of you being Black?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was interested because I didn't know exactly what we would be talking about, but I was trying to think of like, what did it mean coming to Portland, being Black and being predominantly white here? And it was like, for a while, it was like trending to be with a Black guy or like doing stuff with a Black guy. And I was like, nah, that's not true. But time and time again, I would go out and it would just be literally like, and I had one chick that said like, oh, everyone's doing it at this point. I was like, what?
Oh my, you know what?
What? Okay, well, thank you for your honesty. But no, really, it's kind of like the Kardashians right now. Now everyone's going to go chase after that tattooed white boy.
Oh, God. I really want to note that because I'm just wondering, is he just like swanging? Is he just mad funny? Like, what is the, I mean, he's not, he
I don't
looks
know.
Like he smells.
I would think he does, but you know, I think he might be packing, you never
yeah,
know.
He might just be
really funny. I mean, like, funniness goes a long way.
Yeah.
It really does. I like to joke around a lot. I'm definitely not the skinniest guy out there, the best looking guy out there, but I can tell you that funniness goes a long way. So maybe he's just like a funny guy.
He's just a funny guy. He is pretty tall, I think. Maybe the mixture of, maybe that's
what. How tall is he?
I don't know. He looks really tall.
Maybe he's 5'1".
But he's also dated Kim K and Ariana Grande, and they're like 5 foot. So I don't know, actually.
My guess is 5'4". We'll get a fact check after this. Yeah.
Pete Davidson?
5'6".
No, he's got to be at least 6'1".
Why? And we'll go. We'll
Edo, can you fact check while we do this?
Yeah. Let's get a fact check.
Anyway, so back to that experience. I think when I first moved here, I didn't realize, you know, how little the Black community was here. And so I didn't realize the amount of mixed women was very small. And I feel like, obviously, I don't know every single Black person in Portland.
Exactly.
But in the circle, it was so small. And so it'd be like, ooh, a new mixed girl's here, like fresh meat or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so I felt like I had a lot of white men or,
it's
you know, white
attention,
women.
Attraction.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, so Kodiak, going back a little bit where I'm from, it's an island. in Alaska.
Okay.
So it's not just Alaska where it's this big state. You can travel everywhere. It's an island. You know, it's 13,000 people, but like concentrated into the city, it's probably like 5,000 people. Jesus. So it's mainly Coast Guard. And you remind me of like whenever there was a new female in town, mm-hmm. it was like people knew about Snap. Ooh, do you see the new Coast Guard family? Ooh.
God.
She's bad. And then it's like 3 minutes, she's in school, somebody's trying to, you know, hey, what's up? You know, trying to go to lunch.
Oh,
I got
God.
A car.
Because that's like, that's real like new person.
New.
Everybody will know in a matter of
new.
An hour.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But also, I mean, Portland is big, but it is very small.
It's like a big town.
Geographic, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big town, but I learned quickly from like going out. It's like you see the same faces everywhere.
It's the same people doing the same thing. And nothing has changed.
My friends think, like, I know everyone, including the president. And it's like, no, I've just, like, randomly walk by the street. And it's like, yo, T. It's like, oh, what up? It's like, I know everybody. It's like, no, I've just
lived here for longer than 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I get it. I think even growing up, like, you know, in a small town in Southern Illinois and then in Seattle, I think the amount of, like, being fetishized was insane. I felt like almost every white guy I dated, you know, pre-23, have said something at some point. I remember at the same party, two different guys had come up and, you know, got me a drink and were like, you know, I've always wanted to be with a black girl.
My eyes are rolling right now.
To the back of your head.
You can see my brain right now.
And it's just like, Yeah. And so I was intrigued about Portland and how that would be. And they don't really come across and say it, but you can also, you know, you can kind of tell with their mannerisms, how they switch when you're around. And I'm like,
ooh, I like your hair.
Yeah. They're like, okay. And I'm like,
wow,
all right.
Beautiful complexion.
You didn't have that little accent right before I walked into the room. So, yeah. No. Okay. So it's interesting that you've experienced that.
Definitely. And
as well.
I mean, to say the least, it was trending at a time.
Yeah, I don't know if that'll ever not be on trend.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah. No, no tea, no shade, but, you know, I think the...
Shout out to all the white women going with the trends.
Going with the trends. Keeping Tyler in the street. So, I mean, hey. No, that's funny. Well, okay, so do you have... First of all, what is your ideal first date?
Ooh. Ideal first date. You know, I really think, I don't think I personally have an ideal. Like, it would be that the person enjoys it. So hopefully I know them a little bit.
Yeah.
Like today, like, I need to follow you actually right after this. But after I DM'd you to come on here. I just looked at your story and it's like, oh, matcha tea. Okay, perfect. I went to the shop. Actually, that's a great coffee shop. What's it called?
Never.
Shout out to Never.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to Never. Thank you again.
I had never been there before, but I like to try new spots. So I was like, oh, she got a matcha here. Let me try a matcha. Like, what's that?
What did you get?
I tried a matcha. Matcha okay. with vanilla.
Okay.
I think they maybe did that for yours too. but. Something that they feel comfortable in. Like, my ideal first date is somewhere that the person I'm going out on a date feels comfortable.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm always joking. I'm always messing around. I don't want that person to be, like, super tense. But, like, I like the Blazer games.
Okay.
I like Blazers. I like basketball. You know, something casual, like dinner. And hopefully we enjoy each other enough, dinner or drinks. And then, like, a Blazer game and a nightcap. I don't know. That's perfect first
date.
That's
cute. Yeah. All right.
Not much of a movie guy, but I've gone to movies before.
Yeah. The last two times I've gone to the movies, I've fallen asleep.
Really?
It's cozy. It's dark. I mean, you know, it's perfect. The chairs lean back. I'm out.
Later. Do you go to the, what is it called, living room one? Like the one where you lounge.
Yeah.
And get a glass of wine.
Absolutely.
See, that's new to me when I came to Portland. Like, our movie theater back in Alaska was like 40-year-old chairs, the same chairs my mom sat in high school. Like,
you're sitting
you
straight
can't
up.
Lean back. When I came to, and I'm not a big movie guy, but one of my friends, she always makes me go like once a year. And it's like, it's got to be one of those comfy chairs. Yeah. We got to have like wine, dinner there, something to make me enjoy being there. But
yeah,
it's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. So that's cute. So dinner, drinks, blazers, nightcap.
Yeah. I think that's great.
I think that's good. I think it's good you put in effort. I think that that's something I found in the city, that since a lot of people are go with the flow or whatever, they don't take the initiative to plan something.
Yeah. And I think that I make decisions all day long.
Yeah.
So I don't really like to really make decisions, but I understand that women don't as well. So I'm more than happy to make decisions if I think that it doesn't even need appreciation. It just needs like that I know that you're okay with going with the flow.
Right.
And so like the only time I don't feel like I can make the, like I don't like making decisions or I don't want to, is like, let's go to dinner. Where do you want to go? What kind of food do you want? Nah, I don't care. It's like, oh, like, this great pizza spot. And it's like, oh, I had pizza yesterday. It's like, oh, let's go to, great tacos. I had great tacos the other day. Ooh, I had tacos for lunch today. It's like,
you're like, fuck it, you pick. Right,
let me know. Like, you know, it's all good, but that's the only time. Same with like all my friends. They know I hate driving. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest part about driving that I hate is like so little, but it's like music selection.
Oh,
I'm fine with anything. Like realistically, I am. I've listened to country before. I listen to country. I listen to rap, rock, whatever. But the people that I'm with, it's like, nah, change next. It's like, I'm focused on driving. Like, either you take over, DJ.
Here's the
or
aux.
Just be okay with what I'm playing, because I'm not even really listening to it. I'm just trying to get to the place because I hate driving. But
yeah,
I think if they're okay, I'm okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think it's good that, I mean, having the job where it is demanding for you to make all these decisions all day, but you still take the opportunity is huge. I think I am like a over the top romantic.
Ooh.
And so I'm like, ooh. I even, you know, whether I'm dating a man or a woman, I'm like,
hey, bring in the rose petals that I bought.
So I literally, I will like plan something to the T. And then in my mind, I'm like, okay, that's what the expectation is now.
Yeah.
Like, no. And I think it's not
sustainable.
If
you set the bar like that, it's tough. But
yeah, it doesn't
it's
have
fun
to
though.
Every time.
It is fun. I actually like I'm a big like competitor too. So like if you challenge me with something like that, it's gonna be like, okay, let me see what I can do to top it. Okay. But also, I don't know, and maybe it was the age range of people that I was seeing or dating. I didn't see that effort from all women. Yeah. But when I did see it, blew my mind.
Yeah.
Like one of my last birthdays, I've got a really, really good friend here in Portland. I met her like probably one of the first months I was in Portland. But not long ago, maybe a year ago for my birthday, she's like, oh, just get ready and we'll have birthday night. So like, oh, cool. And it was like I had talked about this car, like, if I were to get another car, this is probably, oh, it's my dream car. It's just casual conversation here. I like this. I really want to try this place. It'd be cool. Like, this is probably a month or like a year of conversations, just dumb stuff. And she took me to like the place I wanted to try. We had great wine. We went to like, she knows I like dessert. We went and grabbed dessert. And she's like, I tried to go get the Subaru WS, like this STI, for us to test drive for the day so you could drive
gosh.
But like they didn't have any in the area. And I was like, even
what?
Just saying that, it's like you listened.
Yeah.
You got all my favorite food. we got dessert, and then we just got to go chill at the house, like, and drink wine. Like, it's a perfect night.
Oh,
it was just
God.
Like, you listen. That's great. I like, this is top notch.
Listening and, like, noting is huge. It's huge.
Number one birthday. Shout out to Adrian.
To who?
Adrian.
Adrian, you killed it. You killed it. Okay, well, that... Okay, so then that's a ideal date of that bad date. Give me a bad date from Portland.
A bad date from Portland. I'd have to say it was probably from, like, Bumble. And, like, I don't know which one I'll pick, but Bumble. I think I'm more of a person that's, like, I'm personable. I like being out. I like meeting people. So, like, the apps, I honestly feel are a hindering of me because I don't like being texting back and forth just to meet you. Like, I meet plenty of women. I meet plenty of people out, like, even just at dinner or, like, grabbing a drink. And so I'm more of, like, hey, what's up? Let's kick it. Like, let's go have a drink, like, right away. Or, like, we talk a little bit and it's like, hey, well, I'm free tonight. Let's grab a drink. And this woman was like, yeah, you know, it's a little snowy outside. It's like, I mean, if you want to go, you can go. If not, reschedule. It's like, yeah, I'll go. And meet her out. At the time, I lived in Southeast, so inner Southeast, like 15th and Belmont. So we just, like, stayed around the area. She said she lived close. And we ended up going. I was like, why don't you pick a spot? Because I'd love for you to, like, enjoy where we're going, because it's just casual drinks. And, I don't want to take you to a spot that you're just going to feel uncomfortable. So I'm super outgoing. It doesn't matter, whatever, whatever. So she picks a spot, go there, sit in there. And I think this is one of the ones where she was kind of trying to say it's trending to be with a black guy. But she didn't go out and say that. But she was also by far the most awkward, quiet woman that I've ever met in my life, right? So I like, what do you do for work? Teacher.
No, she didn't.
Nice. You love that? like, what age range? Oh, just little kids.
What the hell?
Nice. Oh, okay. well, you know, I work in hospitality. It's kind of cool. You know, we both kind of babysitting, you know, sometimes I babysit my employees, but
you're trying.
What do you like? You want another drink? It's like, oh no, actually, you know, I don't really drink. It's like, first of all, you could have just said that.
Yeah.
Asking for a drink. Like, now you're just sitting here uncomfortable. You don't want to talk. And it was kind of like she still wanted to, like, go along with the deal. And it was just like, nah, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
It was nice to meet you. Maybe I'll see you around Portland. And it was like, I don't even think she waited till the next day. I think it was like that night. And it was like, DM, 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 DM. Like,
oh my God.
Oh, like, it was awesome hanging out. I'm glad we vibed well.
I'm dead. Not it was awesome hanging out. What? You're like, I hung out. What? I talked the whole time.
Oh, shit. Was I at a different date before this? Like, no way. There's no way. And, like, I was like, nah, like, I basically said, like, nah, I'm good, but nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I think that I had a series of those on Bumble when I got here. And then I was, like, also living this life that we talked about before, where it's, like, I would go out and I could meet anybody. Like, here's 100 women. I can pick who I'd like to go talk to. I don't have to be, like, texting them. Like, hey, what's up? Like, I see your vibe. I love your vibe. What's good? Like, see you and your girls. Let's dance. I got boys. Come on, boys. Let's go. Let's dance together. Oh, man, dance, man. No, but I think that that's probably, I had, and that wasn't, like, the only one. It was a series of, like, maybe it was just Bumble. Like, I don't know. But I think it's, like, some women feel more comfortable on the apps because they are, like, this girl that I went.
Yeah.
And they can't or don't like to go out and meet other people in public.
Yeah. And it's easy to hide behind a screen. And whether it's you're a completely different human or social anxiety or any of those factors, but I feel like a lot of people have ran into that where you start conversations on the apps and then it completely dissipates.
Done.
Whenever the moment is like, we should meet. And it's just I feel like it's also a comfortability thing. Like, you can get the attention that you need. You're like, oh, I'm wanted. People still want me. Okay, then I feel
better. I mean, I loved the apps, and I like in new cities. It's kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
And it's more, again, it's more of like, I like to hang out. I like to have fun.
Yeah.
If you can match my energy, that'll be dope. We'll have a dope night.
Yeah.
And I'm here for two nights. So, like, what's popping? And I got some friends after, and we can meet out the next night. You know,
for sure.
It's cool. I've been in some cool situations in, like, other cities that, you know, I was telling you my sister is a flight attendant. So there's been times where I got friends, like, throwing a Friendsgiving in California, and they're like, yo, if you can make it tonight, T, you can come through. It's like, boom. It's a flight at 4:30. I'll be there. Hop on a plane, go there, have a great time, get on the app. Boom. Oh, I got this girl. Can she come through? Yeah, hell yeah.
I love it. Come over.
She party with us, hang out, doing what are those things called? Cake stands.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day.
Okay. People still do cake stands.
I didn't think so, but I saw it not long ago.
Okay.
I think I was at University of Oregon game a couple weeks ago.
There are colleges.
I forget.
Still.
Yeah, you know. Forget that I was in that age and went on past, but
yeah,
it's still fun to them.
Yeah. I did the whole app out of town thing. That was actually probably one of my favorite, like, dating pastimes or whatever, was because I travel a lot for work and mainly to LA or go to, where is that? Dallas and a couple different other spots. And I love meeting new people. So I never went with the intention of, whatever. I'm just like, hey, I want to see a new person. What's their life like? And maybe have a good time while I'm here.
And I don't know. I think it goes both ways. But I think that a lot of people think, like, I don't want to meet up because I don't want to sleep with this person. It's like, that's not everyone's main goal.
No.
Like, if it happens, it happens. But
yeah.
I genuinely love meeting people and having a good time, you know? So it's like, I'd love to go have a good time. And not, then all right, peace.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely times where that was,
I mean, who are we trying to fool? Who are we trying to fool?
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm not gonna play that wasn't something that was on my mind for some of those times. But so I am so pumped that you came on. Before we play, play a game of this or that after
this or that.
So it's just a couple questions where you know, you pick one. But we are going to take a quick break and listen to the jams, you guys, refill your wine glasses, grab another beer, and then we're going to be right back with this or that.
Take a shot.
Okay, wait, we're going to come back and then say that again.
Oh, gosh. Hey. All right, you guys.
So we're back with this or that. However, Edo, what's the update? Pete Davidson?
So I did a little bit of research and found out that Pete Davidson is actually 6'3".
Yeah, see? I told you he's tall.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, they're little, but, you know, so you couldn't really tell. I'll give that to you.
Dang. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, okay. Do your thing. Okay, we got it.
All right.
Well, I know some of the answers to the questions that I had because I didn't know beforehand, so I feel like you answered some of these, but we'll ask again.
Okay.
So, in Portland, clearly, Friday night in or hit the bars?
I think I would trend in a Friday night out.
Okay.
But more and more and more and more, my life's been so hectic that I enjoy a Friday night in now.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're going out, what bars do you frequent, or a club or whatever?
I think I go to Capitol.
Oh yeah.
I go to Capitol.
Shout out Kev.
Shout out to Kev. I think I go there quite a bit, and it's mostly, again, because I want to make sure everyone else is having a good time, and that's where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
I have a great time there, but I don't really have a preference. I used to go, like, I like church a lot because it was just, like, you knew what you're going to get when you went there. Great music. What is the Fortune, the new Fortune spot by right down the street.
It's like the normal little,
I
like we all frequent kind of like the same.
I like to go to Jackie's too. And I like it because I like sports, but I also like it almost for the same reason. Like I like getting sweets at the Blazer game. It's because like if you're in a bar in Portland or a small bar, you have to be in it. Like you're grinding on somebody, even if you don't want to be. Like,
you need a spot.
Like at the Blazer game, if you're sitting in a chair, like you need to be watching the game the whole time. If you're in a suite, it's like you don't have to watch the game. You could be eating, you could be drinking. Yeah. There's a TV in there. You could go turn on Cartoon Network if you wanted to.
Oh my
but
God.
Like at Jackie's, it's like, you know, if you get up on those bleacher spots, like it's kind of just like you and your people could chill, you could talk. And if you want to go get grimy and dance down there, you can go do it. But
if you want to catch COVID,
I'm gonna be chilling up here. I'll have fun. I'll watch you guys. I'll be listening to the same music. But I think just the space.
Okay.
I like that one for the space and the games around too.
Okay. Well, yeah, the next one was Blazers or Timbers. But clearly we know now.
I like Blazers. I think the Timbers, they threw me for a loop. I never watched soccer. It wasn't a thing back in Alaska. Well, at least for my school. It is a thing in Alaska. And the first game I ever went to was when I got here and they went to like overtime. It was like a playoff game. And then so it was like shootout. And then the shootout was tied. And then the goalie shot out. And then Portland won. And it was like, oh, I was like, dang, soccer games are tight. Like,
I
love this.
And then I went
to another game. It was like, it ended 0-0. And like, that was the end of the game. It was just like, that was the most boring thing I've ever watched in my life. I was like, But I think I like Blazers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And then, so I was able to look a little bit about you last night, but I didn't want to look too much because I wanted to like not know so I could have a clear whatever. But I did see that you like to fish.
I like to
fish. And golf.
I like to golf.
So golfing, fishing or golfing?
Oh, golfing for sure.
What?
Golfing for sure.
Okay.
And that's predominantly white too. I understand that, but
a lot of black men like to golf.
It's become a thing. I think I've always like dibbled and dabbled in golfing, but during COVID, it's like that was basically the only thing that was still open to do because it's mostly outside. So I practice on the game day in, day out, lunch breaks. But I actually became like I'm a decent golfer now.
Okay.
And so before it was like, oh, I like golf, but I am the worst out there.
Yeah.
And I do a little bit for work too. So it's like, it's nice to be decent, but I enjoy it a lot now that I can actually hit the ball.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
Oh my God.
No. And I think fishing for me is more, it's a close second, not because I actually love fishing, but, like the atmosphere of fishing back home. Like whenever I go fishing, it's like I've flown into town, I'm there for 2 days and it's like, hey, who wants to go fishing on the boat? We get out, we drink beers, we go fishing, listen to music, catch up, catch fish, drop it off, get it frozen, packed, and then, like, I bring a 50-pound box home and put it in my freezer. So, like, that's what it's for. It's, like, the vibes, family. My stepdad and I do that a lot. And so it's a close second for, like, the activity, but, like, fishing or golfing, hands down golfing.
Well, you killed them. And I think I, even though I knew that it was going to be Blazers and potentially hit the bars, there were different aspects that you shared that of why golfing, but fishing was more of like the experience versus the activity.
I got the diehard friends that are like, hey, we about to hit the river at 3:30. It's like, oh, 3:30 p.m. It's like, no, 3:30 a.m. You want to go? It's like, nah, count me out.
What the hell for what?
Got to beat the sunrise.
Oh, to fish?
That's what they say. I don't know.
What do you mean for golfing?
Yeah, for fish.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Back home, like, they live and die for fishing.
Okay,
That's not for me. I'll catch you on the next time.
No. Actually, yeah. So when I went to Dallas for work, I was actually in Galveston, Texas. So it's like on the coast or whatever. And I had my app turned on.
Ooh.
And met someone there and actually took my friend and I night fishing, which was so interesting. It was actually really cool. It was just, we're like zipping around on this like I don't even know.
Was it like dark, dark?
It was dark as fuck, yeah. But there was like these lights on the boat.
Oh.
I don't know. It was really cool.
See, and that's something I've never experienced either, because in Alaska, and when I visit, it's normally the summertime, and it's like light until 3, 4 in the morning, and then like dims down, gets dark, and it's back light by like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. So it's like, there's not really a nighttime. It's like, you be home by dark. Like, that was my favorite thing to hear when I was younger, because it was like, all right, like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I could do it. I need to go to sleep when it's, like, pitch black.
So, 7 o'clock here.
No, so, like, 5?
5 p.m. Got it.
Well, I'm just saying it's dark here by, like, 5 now.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But no. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You're grandma.
I am a grandma. See, I feel like I'm extremes. Like, I was the most intense party girl, all this stuff. I fought in high school, like it was just like and then now, like, I definitely have my moments, like, you know, I love to go have a good time and be with my friends, but I think more often than not I'm like, dinner's made by 5, and like I'm
what a household, man.
I'm on the couch by 7 with a glass of wine or whatever, tea, and just watching my show.
My mom growing up, shout out to my mom. I love her. I hope she doesn't hear it. But she loves cooking. And growing up, she loved cooking like meals from scratch every night.
Yeah.
But dinner was like, I'm hungry, mom. It's like 9 o'clock,
oh,
8
God,
o'clock.
No.
And I think that's the beginning of like, what started me being like a late person. Mm-hmm. I actually just don't sleep a lot at all. Like, my days somehow get so busy, and I'll take responsibility because I accept a lot. Like, that's what I've been working on, I think, in my newly 30s is, you know, just accepting and like saying yes and saying no to things that you can and can't do.
Right.
Like, but it comes up all the time where it's like, I would enjoy a meal at 5 o'clock, hit the bed at 8 o'clock, but it never happens that way.
Yeah.
Just before like the holidays, I promised my staff a turkey. I don't know why I did that, because we ordered turkey and they just heated up, but I promised I'd make one from scratch.
Oh God, no.
And then,
that's the
like,
one thing I never want to do.
I was flying out. Oh my gosh. My day was nuts. Like, I think I might even have, I posted on Instagram like my schedule, and people's like, I don't believe it, but oh, here it is. So 5 to 6, I woke up, started emailing. I was just packed from 6 to 7, 7 to 8, went to the office, follow up meeting, 8 to 9, property walk, 9 to 10, operations meeting, 10 to 11:45, meeting, 2 p.m. or 12 to 2. I ate while training the new GM. 2 to 3, interviewed a manager. 3 to 4, resume training. 3 or 4 o'clock, drove home to put the turkey in the oven. Did laundry, packed, and got the turkey to the airport, or to my property by the airport.
Oh,
caught
wow.
my flight that left at 7:30 at like 6:45, and then like was in Arizona to meet my family for Thanksgiving. So
you
it was
were
like,
spent. Yeah.
Went to bed, woke up.
But you did it.
And did it. Like, it's, oh my gosh. But I'm That's here. I'm alive.
Day. You're here. You're alive.
Doing well.
Yes. And so I know, you know, we've got some single ladies also that listen. And
what
you know,
up,
whatever.
Ladies? What up?
So you are single.
I am single.
If you are, you know, ready to mingle, what is your Instagram so people... Can you be like, okay, slide in the DMs.
Slide through. I'm bad at responding. Actually, that's not true. Slide through, though. At The Real Biggie T. That's my nickname from high school. T-H-E or at The Real B BIGGIET.
Okay.
At the Real Big T. Shout out.
DMs. Go follow. Slide through. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your experiences living here. I really appreciate it. It was great to get to know you. Sophie did a good job.
I'm sure it was a little different than you thought. I mean, you think I'd have troubles here in Portland, but I think it aligns with what you thought now that I am the age that I am.
Right.
It's tough.
Yeah.
In a predominantly white city. Just the all around, I would say, like, I don't know, just like everybody wanting to be Black Lives Matter, but they're not Black Lives Matter.
It's performative activism, but, you know.
It's whatever. We live, we move on, we try and educate as much as we can, but it's also not our job to do so.
It is not. Well, thank you. Well, again, thank you. And you guys, go check him out. Start a conversation. We are going to take another break, and then we're going to be back with our date recap, and then I'm going to say goodbye for this week. So stay tuned. Okay, you guys, we are back with a fun date recap. Honestly, I feel like the stories that I've been sharing with you guys about other people's guests, dates, and the ones you guys have been sending in, so good. Please keep messaging them to me. Even if they're not on here, I'm chuckling in bed by myself at the pain that you guys have gone through. I'm laughing at your pain, not with you. I'm just kidding. I love you. I will quickly share about a date that I was on here. Oh God, I think maybe 3 years ago. I met this guy on Bumble, and Bumble seems to be a trending topic today. I met him on Bumble. Seemed like a super great guy, pretty clean cut, normal person. Wanted to go out and meet for drinks before dinner. So we go, I can't even remember the name of the bar, but it was so cute. Portland is really amazing at their aesthetic with their nightlife and their bars. So it was a really good vibe. I was having such a great time. I think by maybe 45 minutes in, he had probably have had, three cocktails and maybe three shots. I guess he had just gotten off work. And at that point, I was just kind of like, I mean, I just felt so uncomfortable. And I'm like, maybe I'm making him nervous. I kept making all these excuses. And so he kept going back and forth to the bathroom. And he got so wasted that he fell off the bar stool and pissed his pants right there in the bar and had to be carried out. And I remember thinking, like, I stayed way too long and I should have left when I saw this really quickly going downhill. And it kind of just ties in with the feedback that we got, you know, when the Oregon Live posted that article about how a lot of women here say that the men here drink away their weekends. And that's exactly my experience in that regard, is most of the men that I have gone out with in Portland on a couple of dates, it's always like every weekend would be going to the bars, not necessarily to the point where they're all pissing their pants, but that was definitely a highlight of that one. And I can actually say, I think I've had someone pee their pants maybe a solid 4 times within the past 6 or 7 years. So I don't know what the fuck that's about, but please drink responsibly and wear a diaper if need be. So that's my cute little date recap. Please send me your stories. Mine are pretty tragic, but I love to not relive my traumas. So I'm going to take a quick second, and then I want to say goodbye to you guys because you guys are so awesome. So one quick sec. All right, you guys, that is the end of our time together this week. I love hanging with you guys. Thank you so much for the messages of support and you liking the show. Please continue to send them in. Actually, for one of the last episodes of this season, I would love to invite one of our listeners on the show and tell me about their experience. So if you're interested in being on the show, DM me. Or if you just want to know about my life, you can also DM me or just follow me. And it's at Chloe Alexandra XO on Instagram. love hearing from you guys. And I hope you just have a phenomenal week. And please, just don't pee your pants this week. But also, take the initiative. I dare you guys to, if you have the apps, if you are single, I dare you to ask someone out this week. Please let me know how it went, because I just want, just do it. Take a leap. Ask somebody out. Let me know how it goes. And I can't wait to hear. So I hope to hear from you guys next week. Talk to you later.